The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Power of Presence, the radio show that investigates the common themes amongst all personal change modalities. Get ready for an in-depth discussion on the future of human evolution and how to create your own authentic, genuine life from the inside out. Now, here is your host, John Hanke.
Hello, it's great to have you here today. You are listening to The Power of Presence. I am your host, John Hanke. You can visit my website at johnhanke.com, check out Life Coaching with John Hanke on Facebook, or connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/John Hanke, and my Twitter handle is johnhanke1. So today we're going to talk about me. It wasn't my idea. It's part of the format. It's part of the theme. I'd rather jump right into the work, right into how to help you and empower you, your friends, and your family to change your life, to improve your health, and to improve your quality of life in every possible way, shape, and form. So I actually tricked Voice America, and I'm actually going to talk about that stuff through my experience of it. So we're just going to talk about that all day today, and really all day every single show. Every single show is going to be packed with tools for you to take away and implement immediately, or after a slight Wikipedia research, and you're going to feel the effects right away. All right, so a little bit about me as quickly as possible. I had a perfect childhood. I had a wonderful family, great friends. I had the privilege of going to great schools. I literally had everything that I could ask for in terms of fulfillment, support, resources. I went to college, and my heart was curious about psychology, Buddhism. My head said math. I'd always been good at math. I'd always been skillful at it. And I went with my head. I chose math. I studied math all 4 years. And took my math degree off to Wall Street. I graduated in 2006, so I was in Wall Street from 2006 to 2009, a heck of a time to be there. The staring at 4 to 6 trading screens on the trading floor of the Amex, the American Stock Exchange, and the New York Stock Exchange, combined with the volatile swings of the financial markets and the tight, expensive living quarters of Manhattan, along with my own unresolved issues, my own unresolved challenges. Now that I was out on my own, there were things and responsibilities that I had not yet taken, obviously. And so I experienced a lot of suffering. I experienced a lot of challenges. The longer and the more time that I spent in Manhattan and on Wall Street, the less I slept and the less I was able to sleep, much less keep my mind attending to anything that was going to bring me out of my situation. And I was scared. I was scared. I didn't know what to do. And so I started seeking relief. I started studying Tibetan Buddhism at a meditation center in Chelsea. And I wasn't getting it. It wasn't getting through to me. And then I met a man who would become my first real teacher and the guest on next week's show, Devin White, the developer of the Human Operating System. I joined his developer's program and was one of about 10, 11 people who studied with him every day, getting emails for about 6 months. And periodically we would go up to Nyack, where he stayed, where he lived, and we would do the work. Very similar to NLP, hypnosis, a lot of personal change work Devin had compiled into a methodology. He asked for a volunteer. He brings me up to the front of the room. And he starts asking me about these peak experiences that I've had in my life. And so I start to tell him about an experience that I'd had that was very powerful. And within a couple of minutes, if that, I found myself in a state of deep embodied presence for a moment. And then the moment stretched and the moments grew. And I remember looking out over the people in the room, and my vision was so sharp, it was so clear. Everyone seemed to glisten. My mind was exquisitely still. I had met this moment for the first time. The work is almost Ericksonian hypnosis-ish. Using conversational techniques to induce a meditative trance, not a numbing trance, not an out of it trance, I'm out of control, I'm gonna cluck like a chicken, a very deep embodied sense and state of presence. And I literally looked at Devin and I said, okay, whatever I've got to do to learn this, both to do it for myself and with others, I'm gonna do it. And I did. And everything that I studied on from that point has been based off of this exquisitely strong platform that flow, the zone, the best positive feelings that you can consider and have ever experienced are the platform for who you are. They are who you are at your very core. And when you're not in that state, you're doing something extra, doing something on top of to get in the way, peripheral to this organic quality of experience. And just like that, I got it. I had been following the breath in and out my nose, which I found to be actually quite excruciating. It was very difficult. Every time I wouldn't be noticing my breath, I would beat myself up, or I'm not doing this right, etc. Devin had us switch over into what's called a body scan meditation. Very simple. An audio tape, his audio tape. Relax for a Change. Check it out. It's awesome. As well as my Science of Flow CD on my website, please. Under services. And a body scan just starts, you know, generally from the top of your head and invites you to relax your body part by part all the way down to the bottom and then back up to the top. And then when you listen to a second time the same track, you notice that you're deeper, that you're more relaxed than you were the first time. And you begin to experience the secret of meditation. The secret of meditation is to do absolutely nothing but be. Don't even focus on your breath, because that's doing something. Do absolutely nothing. And what happens is, you become aware of where you're doing something other than being here now. And then you let it go. 10 times out of 10, it's going to be tension-based. The secret of meditation is to relax. not couch potato relax, profoundly and deeply relax. And this show and my philosophy is about how to utilize the power of energetic techniques. Anything from meditation, acupuncture, acupressure, massage, some styles of yoga, almost all styles of Qigong, to teach your body how to relax more fully. So as an ex, you know, I used to lift a lot of weights in college, right? The more weights I would lift, the bigger my muscles would get and tighter. With energetic practices, the more you practice them, the more you relax. And the more you relax, the more your circulation improves. All 60,000 some odd miles of blood vessels in your body, the blood flows through them more fully. In Chinese medicine, blood is yin or feminine and qi is yang. So blood is the chalice that carries qi. And I don't know about you, but for me, anytime I'm experiencing any issue, more blood flow. It's probably a few specific ones I'm not referencing, but by and large, improving our circulation, which also improves our depth of breath, is the antidote, is the medicine to so many of the symptoms that we're experiencing. So needless to say, after 6 months of meditation and really knowing what I was doing, I gained the clarity to leave Wall Street. I went to live with Devin for a couple of months, and then I got in last minute to a master's program in economics, financial economics in England. And I had a challenging year. Grad school had not yet gotten the memo that rushing isn't good for your health. But no, it was a wonderful program, and I learned a lot. And I had a lot of things still to sort out. But I deepened my practice. I kept going with my journey to self-embodiment. And I kept adding in pieces, stretching in the morning. Obviously, my muscles are going to relax more deeply if I stretch beforehand. That's no surprise. And then a big step came with the alkaline diet. One of the cornerstones of Tony Robbins' approach. I heard it from Tony, one of his audios. And I was just ready to hear it. I was ready to make a change on a whole new level. And what I realized is I had been, you know, doing these meditative practices in the morning and throughout my day, and then stuffing acidic foods into my body. I thought I ate well, some starch, some meat, whatever. But Tony helped me realize that Our blood needs to be basically neutral, 7.35, more or less. And in food, one part acid is as strong as four parts base. So optimally, we eat 80% basic foods, 20% acidic foods. And it makes sense, right? High levels of acid create lactic acid and toxins or knots in the body, which is exactly what I had learned that meditation unwinds. So now I begin to go, oh, there are other changes that I can make if I choose and desire to have deeper meditations. So I started stuffing green vegetables down my pike. And it actually worked. I had exams coming up. I had slipped back into the old pattern of insomnia. I was, you know, getting about 4.5-5 hours of sleep a night. Nowhere near before. And each day I got about 15, 20 minutes more of sleep since starting an alkaline diet in earnest until I got enough sleep to pass the exams. So this was another big piece, and it was I already had the framework, which is my decision-making processes is centered around my ability to let go And feel free to steal this. Whatever I do and however I do it, I'm doing it so that I can simply be more relaxed, more embodied, which are synonyms for healthier, I have found. Health, for someone like me who is extremely competitive, or can be, usually with myself, health is one of the greatest channels to sublimate that intensity. So, I got through grad school, came back home, knowing that I still had a lot more pieces to add to my approach. So I started playing with emotional freedom technique, EFT, tapping. It's a great starter tool. It's a great tool for your whole life. And I recommend anyone go through a period where they have some EFT in their daily diet. It gave me a very concrete understanding. So EFT combines acupressure with words. So what I would say is I would say, okay, I'm stressed about my work day tomorrow. And as I say that, I'm tapping on my body using acupressure and acupressure points, places where the flow of blood tends to get stuck and therefore the flow of energy. And so on the one hand, I'm stating a phrase that is triggering my stress to come up in the moment. And we'll talk a lot about this more later. Anything that is stressful or that is negative or limiting emotionally, physically, is tension-based. My body is tensing up and holding it inside. This is what EFT taught me. And that once I actually touch the feeling itself, it moves. And it's actually pleasurable to the touch. I experience all feelings once I actually connect with them fully and let them move through me as being pleasurable to the touch. And with EFT, the key is to say what you're feeling about the specific thing that you're feeling it towards. And so I added it in. Morning stretching, meditation, alkaline diet, EFT, sometime during the middle of the day. And I got cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. My mind got clearer and clearer and clearer. My body more relaxed. I was still suffering. I had uncovered pain in my pelvic floor while doing plow pose in England. And I realized that I would have remembered acquiring this at some point. Members of my family have had a similar scenario. I actually even did some work, and every time I would open up my feeling world more, it would open up the pattern more. It would relax it more. And so I realized anytime I get triggered, I'm doing something to strengthen that pattern. And each technique, each way of being that I cultivated of presence, the more I opened up into the peak experience state that I had experienced in New York in minutes, seconds. So I was clear now on what my calling is. My calling is to be a coach, right? About 4 years ago, I've just come back from grad school. So I start getting certified. Master Practitioner of Neurolinguistic Programming. Certified Hypnotherapist. I start taking clients. My first client has test anxiety for the GMAT. We do one 50-minute session over the phone the day before the test. He did no extra studying in between his first go and our session. Deep, 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 deep relaxation over the phone. And he goes in the next day, reports back that he felt a lot more relaxed, confident, and raised his test score by 110 points out of 800. And that's when I knew. That's when I knew that I had found and uncovered and realized my purpose. To use the very tools and techniques, the very philosophies and methodologies that I have resonated with and utilized to pull myself out of extreme sustained pain and to help others do the same. So I kept studying. I kept going. EFT. I studied some yoga, and some of it did help. Some of it made my structural challenges worse by the way that I was engaging in the process. And I took away that in undergoing any form of spiritual or energetic practice, it's crucial to be in a state of total and complete effortlessness, ease. Total. So I would hop into Warrior and go, okay, you know, I'm grinding my jaw a little bit, but I'm getting into the pose, right? And it took about 3 years for me to realize, okay, those little grinding downs or tensing up that I'm doing in various poses are actually beginning to add up. And they are making my progress and my practice feel as if I'm running in mud. So I kept going. I exchanged a lot of the yoga or, you know, stretching that I do. I'm doing stretching and I'm doing somatic exercises by Thomas Hanna. Thomas Hanna's work is fascinating. He studied under Feldenkrais and F.M. Alexander. And he has a very crucial point that Devin talks about, sensory motor amnesia. So again, the secret of meditation is to relax and to figure out where it is that we're tense. And then let that go. And when our physical body relaxes, our energetic body starts flowing. Our blood, our energy, emotion, energy in motion. And our thoughts go from being murky to spacious. You get it? So water shows up in solid, liquid, gas, three forms. Humans have physical, energetic, and mental bodies. Or our experience manifests in these three realms. If we're tense, then we're blocked or stuck. And if we're stuck, then we're repetitively thinking. As soon as we relax, then we're flowing. And when we're flowing, our mind is still and clear. So with sensory motor amnesia, the brain is sending a message to the muscle, tense. And now because the muscle is tense, there is compromised conductivity for neurochemical messaging. So now the message doesn't get sent back to the brain, oh, you told me to tense. So the brain doesn't even know that it's continually sending these messages. So we become numb to or unaware of our attention, just like we forget we're wearing clothes because the stimulus is hitting us over and over and over again. So with somatic exercises, very simple, slow, mindful movements, you become aware of where you're carrying extra tension. And as soon as the conductivity of your muscles and of your body gets strong enough, your brain becomes aware that it's been sending those messages needlessly the entire time. And you let go. And you become a more simple, at rest, at best, person, quality of experience. I believe somatics is very much at the forefront of where we are headed in terms of health and wellness and fitness. If I'm ever in any pose and I'm tensed up in any way, back out. Maintain effortlessness. So when we come back, we're going to discuss one of the keys to manifesting your goals through the languaging that you use and how the words that you use are profound in their ability to dictate if you are in a state of flow and presence with respect to your goals, your dreams, and how speaking consciously can bring your goals to you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Talk to you soon.
Be visionary. Be extraordinary. Be the change. This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Are you seeking to transform your life? Check out The Presence Project. This 8-week program will empower you to utilize the secret of meditation, affirmations, nutrition, and goal setting to dramatically enhance your quality of life. Visit johnhanke.com/presenceproject. Do you want to learn how to meditate? The Science of Flow will teach you just that and more. There are 5 audio exercises, each accompanied by a track, explaining how to implement the concept into your life immediately. Personal change is just one audio away. Visit johnhanke.com, click Services, then The Science of Flow. Is a specific life challenge in your way? Check out John's hypnotherapy practice. John combines hypnosis, meditation, conscious language, and energy healing to help empower your transformation from challenge to triumph in minutes. You will tap into secrets transmitted from ancient traditions in a pragmatic, easy-to-understand way. Affirmations, nutrition, and goal setting can dramatically enhance your quality of life. Contact info@johnhanke.com to set up a 10-minute free consultation.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America channel.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click Register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Are tuned in to The Power of Presence. If you wish to reach John Hanke or his guest on today's show, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to info@johnhanke.com. Now, back to The Power of Presence.
Welcome back. This is John Hanke with The Power of Presence. So before the break, we were talking about sensory motor amnesia and the body of work called Somatics by Thomas Hanna that was started from Feldenkrais and F.M. Alexander, and how I believe it's going to be at the forefront of this new movement. And the new movement is, how deeply can I relax? How fully can I feel? How completely can I heal? How strong is my awareness of my internal environment? Which brings us to our next modality, conscious language, from Robert Tennyson Stevens. So Devin White and the Human Operating System is show number 2. That's my guest next week. Bob, Robert Tennyson Stevens, is the guest for show number 3. And also uses the phrase human operating system. So if you're not aware, you are now. The connection between human beings, personal change, and the computer is where we are going. It's where we already are, excuse me. And Devin talks a lot about behavioral software, which is great. It's the concept of using audios, programs, videos, using technology to help people make deep, lasting change, a la I Know Kung Fu from The Matrix. You know, my specialty is working with kids with and adults with test-related stress. So if Susie 1.0 has test anxiety and gets tense during tests, Susie 2.0 is calm and relaxed during tests and makes higher scores. This is a profound concept in which you realize that stress and success do not actually go together. They sometimes do when we overwork and burn ourselves out and compromise our connection to our life force energy in order to get things done. Happens. We all do it. But more and more, as we prioritize being present as where it belongs, which is at the top of our priorities, of the list, we are going to more and more experience ourselves and the people around us as being relaxed and getting things done. Getting Things Done is show number 4 with David Allen. So, and a lot of the teachers and I myself agree, there's no reason to ever leave this state of flow. All tension is just flinching from the now. That when I let go, gives me a deeper experience of this moment. And being present has common themes. My mind gets very, very quiet. My breathing tends to get a little bit deeper, a little bit longer, slower. My circulation improves. My body gets very, very relaxed. So is thumping on a treadmill and bench pressing 300 pounds after a long day of sitting in a chair in front of electromagnetic frequencies from a computer going to get us there? No. And we can make small changes. So let's talk about conscious language. Anytime I say I need something, and literally the whole structural issue that I went through was need-based. I was in pain because I was in a state of need. I was in a state of need because I was in a state of pain. Chicken and egg. So whenever I say I need love, X amount of dollars, I have created separation. I am here and the object, right, I've turned it into an object of my desire is out there. So there must be a boundary. In order for there to be an in here and out there, there must be a boundary. And the boundary is tension. And everyone just close your eyes and say, I need. Say, I need. And say, I need love. And then say, I have love. And then say, I am love. How does your body feel when you say these words? I need love. I have love. I am love. This is a crucial point and the foundation for all personal change work. Close your eyes and imagine that you're biting into a tart, juicy lemon. Make it real. Taste it. Taste it. Really, really get into the visualization. Did you notice how you started to salivate? In psychology, that's often referred to as your subconscious. It's just your body and how your body responds to where you put your attention. So your body is Pavlov's dog and can be programmed exactly as the dog was. So when you say, I need love, whenever, from that moment on, whenever you're in a situation where you have the opportunity to receive and exchange love, you will tense up. Because that's what you decreed. That's the signal that you sent your body. This is all straight out of conscious language, masterysystems.com, and it's profound. And very DIY once you get a real deep feel for the methodology. So the English language has been set up so that we can stay in a state of need, cancel, but right? Oh, I don't have my $1 million yet. I need $1 million. As soon as I say that, whatever, you know, creative insights were going to come in that were going to propel me towards, into, and through and beyond my goal, I am now tensing up to get in the way of that actually happening. Instead, if I speak about my goals as if they are already true, I have my successful business. I receive X amount of dollars every week. I have my 10 new clients. Speak about your goals and dreams and desires as if they are already true. As if they've already happened, as if you already have them inside of you. And then from this feeling of fulfillment and relaxation and presence, you will be in an optimal state of choice making. You will have access to deep systemic insights on how to proceed. Martin Luther King, he inspired us because he already lived inside of the reality of racial equality. First, he said, I'm going to do it first. Everyone knows be the change, right? So this was huge for me to learn and to shift my needs into haves. Along with it came almost every one of my teachers. Pure diet. Maybe not almost, but a lot of them. Eat pure foods. Which leads to the next teacher, Jeff Primack, chi activation. He has four-day chi or energy activation seminars for $129, unless something's changed. And even more profound for me is his food healing system. The green smoothie or the vegetable smoothie. The substances that we put in our bodies, are they dead or are they alive? Eat live foods. So as you can see, I have compiled and combined a lot of different methodologies, the latest of which is medical Qigong. Qigong. And how to do and utilize and engage in certain Tai Chi-ish, but not quite, exercises that cultivate Qi, energy. In other words, they improve circulation. And they can be done by people of all ages. That's the beauty. So, my philosophy is one of purity. We are inside of a massive transition where we shift our focus. Maybe our focus was on making as much money as possible, and we can still have that focus. Maybe our focus was on working as hard as we possibly could, lifting as many weights as we could, running as fast as we could. If we make the platform, the foundation that our new life is built on, our ability to relax, our ability to be present, to melt, our breath's ability to be breathed, our blood's ability to flow, and we make this the footing alongside, if it's in alignment for you, connection to a higher power. And it very much is in alignment with, correct? If you believe in God and you're living a pure life, eating pure foods, speaking pure words, practicing meditation, prayer, mindfulness, for a pure mind, how is your connection to source going to be? If your job is to be present with your children and raise your children, and your mind is quiet, and your body is strong and healthy, how are you going to perform? Equally as important, how are you going to enjoy? Flow makes everything better. Food tastes better when you're in flow. Feelings feel better. And the driving force of how fully in your zone you are is your ability to relax. So you can check out, especially track number 6, the body scan, on my Science of Flow CD on johnhanke.com. I've listened to that over and over and over and over, which I must bring up a profound experience I had at my 10-day silent Vipassana retreat. Technically, it's a non-denominational retreat, though it does reference the Buddha. And one of the main, I had been doing body scan meditations for about 5 years. And I go to this Vipassana retreat. And for the first 3 to 4 days, I'm following the breath as it goes out of my nose. First 3 days. Day 4 comes the big hammer, the big secret that the Buddha taught, the Vipassana technique. Vipassana means insight into the true nature of reality. I am, needless to say, thrilled and excited. Bated breath. Do you know what the Vipassana technique that I learned on that particular retreat was? I don't know what the other ones are. There's probably more. A body scan meditation, where I used the healing power of my own awareness to scan my body from head to toe and toe to head and just be with what is. Profound. And as I become more familiar and my awareness of my body gets sharper and cleaner, my body heals and relaxes. My breathing gets deep and diaphragmatic. You know where I'm going with this. And in a lot of ways, this methodology could not be simpler, right? And more demanding. Release all tension in the body? Really? All these knots? Yes. They are all going. It matters not how much you leave this life with, but how little. And it's fun. It's fun to get lighter and brighter and healthier. It's fun to detoxify your body with food, with affirmations, with breath, and with asana or pose. I'm here to say my messages go all out. People say, yeah, can I moderate and like drink soda? You can. I'm here to say the place inside of you that desires purity and desires to go all out isn't going anywhere. And it's coming from a place that's deep and true. You know how I know this? Because it got me through pain. Sustained, systemic, deep, sharp pain. Very similar to like a Michael Brown situation. I cannot compare. All I can say is that when I read what he went through, his neurological condition that was acutely painful for 7 years, I resonated with it. I did. I'm going to say had to. I'll upgrade that word. But my model of purity got me through a very challenging time in my life and has brought me to a state of robust health that I can literally, I'm still surprised. This is our purpose, to clean ourselves up, to clean up our planet. In The Hidden Messages in Water by Masaru Emoto, he talks about how a large percentage of the water on our planet comes from outside the atmosphere, the Earth's atmosphere. And he philosophizes, he's like, okay, then why are we here? And he connects those two points. He says, the Earth is one of the universe's livers. The Earth is the universe's liver. We are here so that the water that comes into our planet, into our atmosphere, gets cleaned up so that when it cycles back out into space, it's pure. And this is not just an abstract point. If you look at his pictures, E-M-O-T-O, if you look at his pictures, there's like the dirty ones are the, you know, they're fractured. And then these are microscopic pictures. And then the ones that are whole, that have been in the space of Beethoven or Mozart, or where people speak, I love you to water, they are these beautiful crystalline structures that look like a perfect snowflake. This is what happens in our body when we heal, when we grow, when we purify ourselves, our lives, and our world. My soul demands it. Demands clean. And everything is happening right now. One of the big points about this show. If I'm ever talking about something that is the subject of stress, it's happening right now in my body. So instead of using words, and we use words like we use everything else, cancel, but words, food, money, sex, we use these vices to numb ourselves to what is actually happening in the here and now. And when we shift, already done, when we shift and focus our awareness inside and into the here and now, because inside is outside, and we enhance our capacity to feel, we clear things up and we grow and we get really, really big. Things get very, very expansive and quiet. This feeling, this experience, flow, presence, this is the answer to every question. This is what every hero's journey is about. Coming home into this now. Notice this moment is not content-based. It's not about what's happening. It's about being inside of the space in which what's happening is rising. And you know what? When you are really, really skillful at being here now, a lot of those things melt, dissolve, go away. Because this moment, this presence, your presence gets so big and so powerful anything negative can't fit in. Only positive. Only light. So I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to take each and every show to add a new huge piece of awareness. Next week, Devin and I are going to be speaking blissfully hypnotic trance, meditative trance, for an hour solid, 55 minutes solid. We're going to talk about the beauty that is combining technology and personal change. Show number 3 is going to be on conscious language with Robert Tennyson Stevens, talking about the power of languaging, about speaking about our desires as they are here and now. Show number 4, Getting Things Done with David Allen. He's got 1.3 million followers on Twitter, a best-selling book, October 23rd. Put it on your calendar. Show number 5, Superfood. Two words, Jeff Primack. And about how the morning smoothie and how you are going to be armed with knowledge about the specific healing power of specific foods. It's like walking into a grocery store with 3D glasses on. You go, oh, cucumber's good for my bones. Eggplant lowers cholesterol. You're going to learn a lot. Show number 6, likely be the qi. Qigong. So we got a lot of power packed into every show. And this show is designed for you to feel really good by the time it's over. It's not so much about the content. Yes, and it's about having you feel good. So thank you so much for listening today. I truly enjoyed today's show, I, Me, and My Story. I am your host, John Hanke. You have been listening to The Power of Presence. Make sure to tune in next week, same time, Thursday, October 9th, 11 a.m., for Flow, Maslow, and the Human Operating System. Have an empowered day.
Thank you for joining John Hanke for The Power of Presence. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have an empowered week.